You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trinaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 64, Tap Into Your Power. Welcome back to Straight Talk with me, Trinaise. Today, we are going to have a discussion about you tapping into your power. This is a really vital discussion that we need to have because people are living lives every day that are toxic. And then they wonder why. They don't feel good, why they feel depressed. They wonder why their power is being taken from them, why they feel so powerless in their lives, why they feel weak in their bodies, and why they feel depressed and weak in their mind. It's because you are not tapping into your power sources. You must see yourself as energy. You are an energetic being who needs to be fed your own frequency, your own power frequency, just like that crystal that they use in expensive watches and different electronics. This crystal becomes a power source instead of using batteries. We talked about this in past episode on the crystals, and we need to realize that we ourselves are just like those crystals. We are vibrating beings, and we need to be constantly fed our own frequency, which is of a higher vibration. And when we're fed something other than our natural frequency, then we become other than ourselves. We become weak. And just like the crystal, if it's not fed its own frequency, then it will stop resonating. It will stop vibrating. And that's exactly the same thing that happens to us. We will stop vibrating on a healthy level. We become depressed. We become weak. We become sick. We become zombies. Here we are, these great beings of light that have taken on physical bodies. We are now having this physical experience. But again, it's only less than 1% that is actually within this physical body. The rest of you, the 99 point whatever percentage it is of your energetic self, is still pure potential. So you are pure energy, and you need to be feeding yourself high vibrational things. This is what I'm talking about, tapping into your power. You must learn how to feed yourself physically, mentally, and spiritually the things that will give you greater power and increase you in energy, spiritually, mentally, and physically. So when you get involved in those conversations that are depleting, that are toxic, you start feeling it. You start feeling your energy just dissipating. You start feeling your stomach turning. Why do you continue to have that conversation? Why do you continue to listen to that program on TV or on the internet, or reading things that make you feel weak and depleted, depressed, and confused when you're done listening to them or reading about it? Stop feeding yourself toxic things and you will get stronger. Learn how to tap into your power. Your power sources are positivity. It's good energy. When you finish your interaction with it, you feel strong. You feel empowered. You feel like you can fly again. These are the sources you need to be tapping into on a regular basis. You need to be eating good food, foods that empower you, that strengthen you, not poisons that take away your power. Your brain is not getting enough water. Your brain is sitting in water, is floating in water. You need to be drinking water. You are a water being. You are an energetic being that uses this physical body, that's made up of oils, water. It's made up of salt. You need to be increasing your water intake so that you can actually communicate within the body and outside the body on an energetic level. You are not realizing who you are. You are living a life that is against you. You are not tapping into your power sources. When you are eating foods that are toxic, that are full of poisons, that are full of pesticides and food colorings and sugar and all of this stuff that is just crazy, chemicals that you can't even pronounce, and you're putting it in your body, it's killing you, but it's killing you slowly. But you feel it. You really do feel it. You feel that little bit of poisoning that you just took into yourself because you're weak afterward. You don't feel much like reading anymore. You don't feel much like thinking anymore because it takes energy. Your brain needs energy to work. It's a power plant. Your heart needs energy. It needs positive energies, high vibrating energies of love, of peace, of joy, of contentment. All of these things help your heart beat coherently and in turn allows your cells to vibrate coherently. You are a vibrating, energetic being that's made up of frequencies. And until you start feeding yourself high vibrating power sources, you will not feel good. You will not have your strength. And this is why I'm encouraging you to tap into your power. Find your power sources. What makes you feel good when you eat it? When you finish eating it, you feel strong. You feel like you could pull 10 mules along behind you. You get energy from eating those foods. You get energy from drinking water. Not these power drinks that lift you up to drop you down, that's full of caffeine and sugar, that again is poisoning your body, creating acid within your blood, causing you to become toxic, and creating the cancers that everybody is running from and scared to death of getting. It's all that sugar and carbon dioxide you put in your body. Increase your water intake. Increase your oxygen. Increase your alkaline sources. Stop feeding yourself poisons. Stop feeding yourself toxic foods, toxic programs, toxic conversations, and start tapping into your power sources. Read books that motivate you, that help you feel powerful when you put that book down. Pick up Doors of Light. Get some of these powerful books out here that will motivate you and that will remind you of your greatness, of who you are. Stop reading crap that's taking your power from you and making you feel like you're weak and there's nothing you can do to change your life. Quit feeding yourself toxins and poisons mentally, spiritually, and physically. Tap into your power sources. Find out what conversations make you feel good. Who, when you talk to them, make you feel good when you have that conversation? Talk to those people more. And the people who drink your energy up, who zap your energy, who kill your spirit, avoid those people. They're spiritual vampires. Learn how to stay away from spiritual vampires because they're out here. It's for real. It's all about energy, people. And the more sensitive you become to those interactions, to those people, to those conversations, to those television programs, to those movies, the more acute you will feel it when you get away from what's feeding you, what's giving you power. You will feel something zapping your energy immediately. You need to start avoiding those things. Start tapping into your power sources, so that you can become strong again, mentally, spiritually, and physically. You will heal your own body if you stop poisoning yourself. If you stop putting the toxins in the body and start putting healing, powerful, high vibrating foods and liquids as water into your body, you will begin to heal. There's nothing you can't heal from. Nothing. I don't care what the doctors have told you. everything is reversible, because it is, first of all, that negative thought that caused you to eat them poisons or to drink them. And all those toxic medications are only making things worse. People, you have got to stop the madness. It's time to realize that you have the power. You are the only one who can heal yourself, who can heal your life, who can strengthen you and bring your power back. You are the only one who can do it. You have to make a conscious choice to wake up, to stop doing the things that are killing you and start tapping into your power sources. It is up to you. Until our next show, be love, peace, and good health.
You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe in it. Believe in it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe in it. Believe in it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe in it. Believe in it.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe in it, believe in it.